Here is one lesson of sorts that emerged from the uprisings in Tunisia and Egypt. A revolution doesn't need celebrity star power to succeed. Even so, in Egypt, some protesters were upset that not enough Egyptian celebrities supported them publicly. Here's more from the world's Marco Werman.
If you skim the Egypt culture blogs, you'll find some angry Egyptians out there. They're angry at sports heroes, actors, and pop singers who were silent and absent during the Tahrir Square demonstrations. Take previously loved singer Tamer Hosni. He did go to Tahrir Square, but he went to tell the protesters to calm down and go home. That one, Hosni, no new fans. Then there's singer Amr Diab. Not even a year ago, Amr Diab recorded this song, Wahed Nena. He dedicated it to Hosni Mubarak. If it were just a simple dedication, that'd be one thing. But look at the video, which we've got at theworld.org. Photographs from Mubarak's private gallery and his palace take off like butterflies across Egypt. Diab sings that Mubarak is one of us, one of the regular Egyptian folk. The video is reverent, even adoring. No one would have dared to openly criticize President Mubarak or even Amr Diab for making such a song about the president a year ago. And if Diab had shown up at Tahrir Square 2 weeks ago, the protesters might have welcomed him into their ranks, just another Egyptian who was under a self-imposed gag order of fear. But he didn't go to Tahrir Square. Some wondered if he had fled the country. Most figured Diab was waiting to see which way history went. Then, this week, Amr Diab went public with a new song. The video for Masir Alit, or All Egypt Has Spoken, is stoic and simple. It begins with the flag of Egypt, and slowly, photographs of Egyptians who died during the protests are superimposed on the flag. Right now on YouTube, Amr Diab's song hasn't even cracked 1,000 hits. For a man who's billed as Egypt's number one superstar, low numbers like that could spell career meltdown. In the meantime, if you want to hear the grooviest song of the revolution, try this on for size. Mashrou Leila is a mixed-gender band from Lebanon. They just put out a reworked version of the tune Clint Eastwood by Gorillaz. Mashrou Leila calls their version Hadan Yamon Afdal, or This Is Our Revolution. For the world, I'm Marco Werman.
That's our program for today. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH. I'm Lisa Mullins. Have a great weekend.